was about 2 hours into my project yesterday, and I realized I may be in over my head.
Mr. DIY, find a tutorial on YouTube, found himself in a jam.
It's 99.7 DJX. I was actually very proud of myself and of my wife and I, because typically when something like this happens, we immediately cut to, well, let's just get a new one.
Oh, so, okay.
Dryer stopped working, stopped drying.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Everything worked on the dryer, just stopped drying.
Last time that happened for us, we bought a new one.
That's where we were.
Yep.
And she's looking at dryers on the internet going, man, they're a little bit more expensive than I was ready to pay for.
Yep.
And so she did a little Googling and figured out, okay, if everything works on your dryer and it's just not drying, it's probably the heating element. And so she looked up a heating element. She's like, oh, $50. So
that's a lot cheaper than buying a new
one. Said she and I were talking about this, and she was like, you know, everything I read said that it's pretty easy to exchange the heating element and it'll save you a bunch of money. So I was like, okay, well, let's try that.
Let's do it.
So the heating element comes and I'm like, okay, type into YouTube, how do you change
a heating element in a dryer?
Mm-hmm. Search. And so I didn't look at how long the video was. I just started playing it and play, pause, and I started taking apart my dryer. Play, pause, taking apart more of my dryer. And I thought it was only going to be a, hey, we're just going to like lift the roof off the dryer. The heating element was going to be I was going to put a new one in, screw some things in, connect a couple wires and put it back in. Voila!
Yeah.
Like I said, about 2 hours into this project, as I'm taking the drum out of the dryer, I have taken the cable that makes the drum like go round and round. I've taken that all off. I've taken the front panel off. I've taken it down to its studs.
Oh, wow.
I'm taking the drum out going, how am I going to get this back in?
Oh, yeah, you're going to have to put it all back together.
I know.
How many videos are you need for that?
I know, and I'm sitting there like going, I should have watched the entire video before I started this project.
Yes.
But to be fair to me,
before you even bought the heating element, you should have been like, oh, it's easy, it's $50. Even though the part was cheap, you should have been, what is this going to entail?
All you need, listen, all you needed was a Phillips head screwdriver. That's all I saw.
That's
and I'm
not-
like, well, this is easy. And to be fair to myself, who sits there and watches the entire video before they get into a project?
I do.
You do?
I do, yes.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. If I'm considering doing anything by myself, I am looking at, like, for example, the last thing we kind of did by ourselves, we built a retaining wall, right, in our landscaping in the front. We're like, okay, what is this going to entail? You watch the entire thing to see if we can do it. Because you're gauging, like, do we have the skill level for this DIY project? That's the first step.
Well, I didn't do that. And so I'm 10 minutes into this video, taking the drum of the dryer out, going, my wife comes in, she's like, can I help you with anything? I'm like, I'm just hoping. And I said, I remember saying to her, I said, Elizabeth, this either works or we're buying a new dryer.
Which, you know what? You were kind of there anyway.
We were going to do anyway.
So why not?
So we're out another $50.
They're either coming to pick up the old one in pieces?
Yes.
Or this is going to work.
So anyways, I am putting it all together. I get it all. I exchange out the heating element.
Okay.
I
mission
connect,
accomplished there.
Yes, I connect the things. And then the video's like, okay. Now, just remember how you took it all apart. We're going to put it all back together. I was like, remember? I don't remember. I've just been putting screws down in places.
Was I supposed to be keeping track of the steps?
Do I have to now watch this in reverse? What do I do now?
Oh.
So anyway, so I get it all put back together, and I do manage
to get... How long did that take you?
We're saving time here.
Okay.
And we're just saying
we're
that.
We're throwing some stuff. This looks like it goes here. This looks like it
goes
right,
here. That's right.
Okay.
That's right. I get it put back together.
Did you get the belt right around the drum? That feels important.
That is very important.
That feels important.
And they mentioned that in the video several times.
Oh.
They're like,
miss this step.
They're like, look at the drum and look at the little discoloration in the drum. That's where your belt goes. And I'm like, discoloration. They're asking me to look at a spot that may have been worn, and that's where it's supposed to go. So anyway, so I figured that out. I get it all put back together. I'm like, okay, let's hope this works. I don't tell my wife I've finished it or anything. I just need this moment myself.
Check it first.
I need to check it
by
first.
By yourself.
So I plug it in and I hit power and nothing happens.
At what level of the cussing are you at?
I go,
like, are we using our big words yet?
And I walk over to Elizabeth because, you know, she's my support.
Yes.
And I say, I got it put back together. I hit power and nothing turned on.
So now before,
and she goes,
things turned on, everything seemed like it all worked except the drying part.
Yeah. And she goes, why don't you take a break and have something to eat? And I go, I'll take a break and have something to eat.
That's a good idea. I need to step away for a sec.
I did.
Because I'm about to go DEFCON 5 and throw it out in the front yard.
I stepped away. I had a little dinner. I washed my hands. And I went back to it. And I'm just pouring over my brain going, hopefully it's
where did
just,
I go wrong?
Hopefully it's just like a little like connection that
it's
got loose.
That.
Yeah. So anyways,
just go back and just make sure everything is
so
connected tight.
Anyways, fast forward, I take the lid off again and sure enough, there's a little thing that's disconnected and I see it and I do it, plug it in. I start it and Kelly, that sucker dries now. I fixed it.
You fixed it.
Greater feeling in the world than absolutely DIYing yourself out of a mess.
All you do is win, no matter what.
I mean, I'm telling you.
You're practically a mechanic. You're practically a dryer repair person.
And I walked in and I was like, Elizabeth, we're in business.
Look
and she
that.
Was like, we're in business? We're in business.
Wow. And did she just look at you like, look at my man?
She's like, come into the bedroom.
Fixing stuff.
I'm telling you. That
Lynette's like, yay, after 12 hours.
There was a moment when I was like, I am not escaping this without buying a new dryer.
It becomes a vendetta.
I was thinking it was going to get the best of me.
Right.
I was like, I am going to end up buying a new dryer. This always happens to me. I always have the best of intentions.
Yes.
I always try and something always goes wrong.
You persevered.
And I did. Yeah.
You stuck to it. Many men might have just been like, I'm out.
After
all of it's disassembled on the floor.
Oh my gosh.
It's all out there.
I can't. I like the fact that my family just kind of knew.
Let dad do what dad's going to do.
Let him have his space.
And they didn't try to give you any advice, right?
No.
See, that's my fatal flaw. Sometimes on these projects, I'll be standing there like, I'll take a look at the instructions, right? And I'll be like, hey, have you tried this?
Oh, gosh.
Oh. Almost wrecked my marriage many times doing that.
Kelly, you and I aren't even married. I don't think I could have handled that.
Regardless if I was correct.
Right. Yeah. So when have you realized too late that you were in over your head?
Yeah.
Because I realized about 2 hours into this project.
Did we learn a lesson about let's go ahead and pre-watch the project first to gauge if this feels feasible for you to do it with your skill set?
I mean, I thought about it.
Okay.
But in practicality, probably not going to change the way I do things.
I like to know what I'm getting myself into beforehand.
I don't. It's a fun little discovery.
Oh.